This story is brought to you by the Alliance Kiwanis Club. Today's story, Lazy Jack. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Jack who did nothing all day but sit beside the fire and dream. He lived with his mother, who had to work hard at her spinning wheel to make a living for them both. Jack's mother loved him very much, and she often made excuses for his idleness. But the neighbors all called him Lazy Jack. Finally, one day, even his mother lost patience with him. "You must go out to work and bring home something to help us eat," she said. Jack always did what his mother told him, so off he went. He worked that day for a farmer, who gave him a penny for his wages. On the way home, Jack started dreaming again, and he lost the penny in the brook. When he told his mother, she was upset, and she said, "Next time, put whatever you earn in your pocket." The next day, Jack worked for a dairy farmer, and the man gave him some cheese. Jack put it in his coat pocket and walked home in the hot sun. You can imagine what happened. The cheese melted and ran down his coat and all over his pants. And when Jack's mother saw him, she was very, very upset and said, "Next time, wrap it in green leaves and carry it in your hands." The next day, the farmer gave Jack a large tomcat for his day's work. Jack tried to wrap the cat in green leaves, but the animal yowled and scratched and ran away. And Jack had to go home with nothing for his day's work except scratches. This time, his mother was really angry. She put medicine on his scratches, but she called him stupid, and she said, "You should have tied it on a string and pulled it behind you." So, the next day, when Jack was given a ham for his work, that is just what he did. He pulled the ham behind him along the dusty road home. And when his mother saw him, she cried out, "Why didn't you carry it on your shoulder?" Now all this time, Jack had been working very hard for the farmer, who the next day decided to give the boy a donkey. Jack was delighted. It was not easy to get the donkey up on his shoulder, but Jack was strong, and he managed, and they started for home. On the way, Jack passed the home of a very rich man who had a beautiful daughter who never talked. All the doctors said that if she just once would laugh, her voice would return. But the father could find nothing that would make his daughter laugh. She sat all day staring out the window into the street. And so that day, she saw Jack wobbling down the street, carrying a donkey on his shoulder, the animal's four legs waving wildly in the air. She looked, then she smiled, and then she started to laugh. She laughed and laughed, and she called to her father. He was so overjoyed that he shouted down to Jack, "Drop your donkey and come in. You have given my daughter back her voice. You will be her husband." They were married and went to live in a fine new house, where Jack's mother visited them often. She was very proud of her son, and she told all her neighbors the good news. They decided not to call Jack Lazy anymore. From then on, he was known as Lucky Jack, and indeed he was, for the rest of his happy life.